shredding through the Stratos, descends no other than Hagar the Horrible. A huge man that, if you didn't know better, you may mistake him for a giant hairy truck. He is Dumbledore's gopher, and now perched upon his sky leopard, Hagar seems at the end of an errand that almost bested him. But lo, out from his manly pape, he produces the most powerful baby in the universe. Dumbledore accepts the swaddled child like the delicate button of an atomic bomb. His bowels tense. No false moves here. Hardcastle McCormick pleads with Dumbledore not to go through with the plan. What plan, you ask? Well, they are going to leave this veritable weapon of the gods, this paradox of babiness and power, right here on a frickin' muggle's doorstep. But shh, says Dumbledore to the baby, and shh, he says to the lady, as Hagar gnashes his teeth in inner conflict and almost drowns in snotty, fearful tears. His master Dumbledore tells him to wait in the frickin' car if he has to.